Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Millions of Americans live in mobile home parks. It's one of the cheaper places to buy a home. But private investors have been buying up parks in Massachusetts and across the country, threatening to raise fees or close the parks altogether. WBUR's Simone Rios has been exploring the issue this week. Today, he takes us to a community near Cape Cod where residents decided to fight back.
How's everything going?
Good.
Good. Good to see you. How's it been?
Bob Costa is like an unofficial mayor of Royal Crest Mobile Home Park in Wareham. On a recent afternoon, he walked through the park saluting everyone he saw with a big smile.
You behaving?
Yeah. Always. I'm too old to get in trouble.
Royal Crest is like a small village, the kind of place where there are no fences and you know your neighbors.
This is the best park in the town right now, in my opinion, I'll tell you.
Every home in Royal Crest is a bit different, set among evergreens and mulched yards with small wooden lighthouses and American flags. Costa moved here 7 years ago after selling a five-bedroom house on Cape Cod.
I just turned 78 years old, and my wife and I found this place. We loved it. We loved the location, and our intent was to finish out our lives here.
It was also a cheap place to retire, cutting his monthly housing costs in half. Then one day in March, the former police officer got a disturbing letter in the mail. It said an Arizona investment firm planned to buy the park for $12.1 million.
And then, like I say, when I got that letter, I was like, now it's an open book. What's going to happen? You know, having that fear really was unsettling. I mean, some people say, well, don't be fearful. They can't force you to leave. Yes, they can.
It's a concern facing many people across the country as investment firms snap up mobile home parks. The Arizona company that offered to buy Royal Crest already owns three others in Wareham.
It's a fad right now. It's sexy real estate.
That's Megan Haggerty, a New York real estate investor and broker. She says the parks offer stability even during down economies.
The one sure thing is that there will still be a demand for affordable housing. I'm on the phone every day with family offices, investment firms who are looking to break into the industry.
But some worry about the impact of the sales on residents. Sandy Overlock heads the Manufactured Home Federation of Massachusetts, a nonprofit that helps residents form tenant associations. She says mobile home parks have become a vital form of affordable housing for millions of people across the country, including some 30,000 in Massachusetts.
Manufactured housing, mobile housing, whatever you want to call it, they're affordable housing. It's the only form of affordable housing that you can have nowadays and have your home.
That's partly because the homes are manufactured off-site and are cheaper to build. The typical price of a mobile home is $150,000 in Massachusetts, a quarter the cost of a traditional single-family house. And Overlock says mobile homes are a good alternative to apartments.
There's people that don't want to live in these high rises, in these buildings that your neighbors are on each side of you and up and down. They want their privacy, and this is the only way they can have a piece of their life. Go out and sit on their porch and work in their yard and be affordable.
But Overlock says big investment companies could threaten all that. When they buy the parks, she says they raise rents, skimp on maintenance, and even clear out the parks for new development to boost profits.
Their whole thing is just for an investment to earn money. And once they've earned enough of what they want and they've paid their investors, or if their investors want more, they try to sell them.
Overlock says mobile home residents are particularly vulnerable to bad landlords. That's because mobile homes are not really all that mobile. Once they're trucked to a park and attached to a foundation, they're often too expensive to move, and there aren't a lot of other parks with vacancies. But there's an obscure law designed to protect mobile home residents. It gives them the first shot at buying a park before it's sold. Royal Crest resident Rachel LaRue remembers reading about it when she first got word about the plan to sell the park.
I got this letter that said to me that you have first rights to buy, or else this company will come in and buy. I thought, who in the world in this park would be able to come up with $12.1 million.
That's right. Royal Crest residents needed what works out to nearly $80,000 per household. It seemed impossible, but the residents decided they had to try. They discovered a nonprofit called Rock USA that helps tenants buy their parks. Here's one of their promotional videos.
Hundreds of communities are turning to a proven model of land ownership, resident-owned communities. That's where residents purchase their communities at fair market value, becoming the new owners through what's called a co-op.
Advocates also persuaded the state to chip in almost $2 million from the State Affordable Housing Fund to help pay for the purchase. But owners were still on the hook for $10 million, money the residents would have to borrow and ultimately push up rents. And they'd have to take on the extra work of managing a co-op. Still, 9 in 10 residents approved the plan to buy the park.
On behalf of the Royal Crest Association, we call this an official opening.
In September, the residents of Royal Crest packed into their community center to celebrate the deal. 100 people congratulated each other, helping themselves to platters of chicken, scallops, and baked goodies.
How does it feel to beat a billion-dollar industry?
Yeah. Nora Gosselin works for the nonprofit Cooperative Development Institute and helped Royal Crest residents bid for the park. She says she'd love to see more parks purchased by residents, but it's not an easy task.
I think that the instinct, like everything needs to be resident-owned at all costs, kind of leaves behind the people who have got to do the actual resident ownership part of it. So I think that it really requires a lot of resident buy-in.
Longtime resident Rachel LaRue was at the party with her 90-year-old mother, who's lived at Royal Crest since the mid-1970s. LaRue says the purchase means her family will never have to worry about being forced to move.
How does it feel?
Oh, I get teary-eyed. I'm so excited. I really am. I'm so, so, so excited that this happened for us. You know, everything fell into place.
Statewide, there are about 250 mobile home parks, and 1 in 5 are now owned by residents. But investment companies are still trying to buy up other parks across the state, and it's forcing residents to decide whether to let that happen or to band together and buy the land beneath their homes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.